With Peter Garsden, President of the Association of Child Abuse Lawyers, representing 11 people who have made accusations against Lord Janna. Good evening.
Hey, good evening.
What's your reaction to today's events?
Well, it's a great relief, as far as the complaints are concerned, that proceedings are finally underway, because there have been many legal arguments and attempts to derail the process, take it to the High Court and judicial review and so on. This whole process causes tension and anxiety, and we're one step closer to the end of the case, when hopefully they'll be able to move on with their lives.
There's some serious doubts, as we were hearing from Jeremy there, over whether Lord Janna really knew what was happening in court. Is that of concern to you in terms of the pursuit of justice?
Well, I think from the complainant's point of view, there was a stage when justice was going to take place behind closed doors. At least now everything's going to happen in open court. There'll be some transparency and justice will be seen to be done rather than not being seen at all.
What have the past few weeks and months been like for your clients, the ones that you've spoken to about all of this?
Well, I think they've all gone to ground. I think they're completely overwhelmed by the interest in this case and the exposure, they find the whole thing overwhelming. They were very, very angry when they heard that the charges were not going to be brought, and very relieved when that decision was overturned by the independent QC.